Well, it's just it means I don't have to take any notes, basically. So, it's just...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's fine. That's the way it goes. Anyway, I just want to have just a general conversation, really. You guys have got the best mortgage rate in the market, and they've had it for some time now. And it's just the story I'd like to write as a follow-up one. I think I flicked through you guys sort of the notes in my head. And so I don't really want to ask any other questions other than those notes. There's a couple of other things that I wouldn't mind expanding on, but I'd love to get your response about how well it's gone I'll just summarise the nature of the question so we don't stumble over each other, but how well it's gone and essentially why you don't think anyone else has followed. Along those lines, I just want to follow up that aspect because wholesale swap rates have fallen a long way since probably when you locked in the money to when you launched it, and then from when you launched it to now, they've fallen way further. So I'm just kind of keen to sort of engage you in a conversation about the market and where everything stands and how you think the market's going to react from here. But if we could just start with the first campaign. Part about how well it's gone. And
absolutely. Yeah. So we've been doing it now for about 6 weeks. It really has exceeded our expectations. Last year we grew, our mortgage book to about 1.2 billion. It was double-digit growth last year. We think with this campaign we're, on track to do a similar result to last year. It's going really well. I think the key thing for us with this is, for us it's about taking market share in our target market. So, mass affluent customers, people that have incomes over 120,000 and have international needs. So we're looking to take market share in that space. The rate is profitable. It's not a stunt at all. So it's profitable business for us. In terms of why the other banks haven't followed, it's probably a good question for them, to be honest. Mm-hmm. We are no different to the other banks. Yes, we're a global bank, but we take deposits from retail customers, we take deposits from corporate customers onshore, we take money from our head office, we borrow money from wholesale markets. We are no different to the other banks. There is no sort of silver bullet here, if you like. Yeah. But it is profitable business.
Yep, good. What when the Reserve Bank cut the OCR kind of unexpectedly, was certainly from my point of view was unexpected. Did that have any impact on the flow of transactions?
No. So obviously the headline rate, the lowest rate for 50 years, 3.95. That is the attraction. Yep. One of the things I'm committed to doing, and we've had a recent history of this, is consistently competitive across the board, and at times market leading rates. So in addition to the 3.95 for 18 months, our 3 and 4 year rates are market leading as well. And I think we're the lowest rate for 5 years with two or three other banks as well. And after this 3.95 finishes, because unfortunately all good things do need to come to an end at some point, we will continue to be competitive. We may well be market leading as well.
When do you think that? When's the program ending? Do you have a public announcement on that yet?
Or? No. For us, obviously, we have some objectives around the campaign, and we're on track to meet those. But as I say, all good things do need to come to an end at some point. Yeah. So certainly for your readers, I would encourage people to, to talk to us sort of sooner rather than later.
Yep. Last year, I noticed, and this is digging into my memory, which is a bit of a dodgy thing in the best times, last year there seemed to be two periods where you kind of focused. You focused around this February to April sort of period, and then you focused again back in the October, November, maybe September, October, I can't exactly remember what the periods were. But that's kind of the plan for this year as well, ending up the campaign focused on these two.
It'll be very, very similar. Obviously we are a smaller player. Obviously we have growth ambitions for this market. But we have a smaller marketing budget. And it's about, you know, where do we, you know, best bang for our buck, if you like, in terms of marketing dollars. And we spend a lot of time looking at when is the right time to be out in the market, you know, supported by marketing dollars. And it tends to be around, you know, when people come back from the beach after New Year, up until about sort of Easter or just after Easter. And then, you know, sort of leading into Christmas, you know, a couple of months before that tends to be the time.
Right. Yep, very good. The appeal, is it? Clearly, this will be seen as a big benefit for your existing customers, and then, of course, the people who are not your customers. Just on the first part of the existing customers, are many people switching to it in your existing customer base, or is that? What I'm really digging for is how much of all this new business you're getting is actually from your existing customer base, and how much is new?
Yeah. So yeah, the 395. So look, the majority is new customers. So one of the
things. You're going to be pleased with that then.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So certainly, you know, the marketing manager is very happy because clearly it's worked. Yeah. So we're really, really happy with that. Some existing clients are taking it up.
Yep.
I think the thing, coming back to the point around, you know, consistency of our rates is, you know, it's likely that the existing clients have come on board with a great rate and they're fixed in. But, you know, the thing with that, the nature of our customer base is they're always doing something. They're active, they're buying, they're selling. So, you know, there's a reasonable percentage that are taking advantage of this rate as well.
Yep, yep. And what about, you mentioned before, which is quite right from what we see, your other rates are pretty competitive as well. Is it a halo effect around the 18-month rate where the 18-month draws them in, but you actually end up doing 2 or 3 years or 4 years? Is that, does that work, or is it sort of just me making stuff up?
No, it's actually a good question. It's actually sort of all of the above, to be honest. So, look, the rate does attract people, but then it's actually a conversation around your individual circumstances. So, you know, we had one client who, you know, he was selling a place, he was looking to build, so actually a floating rate was probably best for him. Other customers, they just want certainty. The world's a bit of a rocky place at the moment, so actually everything goes on the 18 months. There's some people that like even longer certainty, so they go a bit longer. There's some people that just want a bit of a mix, so a bit of 18 months, a bit of floating, a bit of 3-4 years. So it's a bit of everything, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not. I'm sure you're getting the whole lot, but it's just where the weight of it is.
Oh yeah, I mean it's fair to say. Look, the weight of it is the 18 months.
Right.
But it's not just the 18 months.
Right. Well, look, with those falling swap rates, and I made myself a cheat sheet note about what's happened since early February, which is probably when you locked in your money for this campaign anyway. They come down a long way from there, so you're pretty resilient, I would think, from any challenges from any other bank in terms of being able to respond and still have the best rate in the market. Do you, just going back to that best rate in the market, you may feel you've answered this, and I'm not trying to poke too hard here, but it seems to me likely that with these big reductions that we're going to see sub 4% rates from a whole range of other banks. Is that your expectation as well?
Look, possibly. I mean, HSBC is already there, sub 4. Look, again, it's a question for them in terms of, you know, their funding, what their business objectives are. So, you know, obviously for us, you know, we are, comes back to the point, you know, we're very much in growth mode. I mean, New Zealand's an important market for us. You know, we are committed to this market. It's all about growing our market share. It'll be interesting to see how the other banks respond. But for us, you know, at the moment, you know, we're very much focused on growing.
Yeah, right. The other banks, it surprised me somewhat because I'm a kind of a superficial student of this, but just about to a person, all the other banks said that they didn't think sub 4% was profitable for them, which seems odd when you guys say it's clearly profitable. Do you have a cost basis significantly different to your rivals?
Look, very similar. I mean, the I think our general disclosure statement's out, and it's probably got it in there. Look, I think it comes back to, you know, we are no different to the other banks. You know, money these days is a commodity. So it's all about strategy. It's all about execution. It's all about leadership. I think the thing for us is, you know, we have a different proposition. It's unique. So clearly, anyone that has international needs, we're the only global bank operating in New Zealand that offers a retail offering. But look, I guess the key point is it is profitable.
Yep.
We wouldn't be doing this, you know, it's not a stunt at all. We wouldn't be doing this if there wasn't a benefit for clients and ourselves.
All right, very good. Well, just sort of to wrap up, sort of in the all other category, when I checked HSBC Australia, not today, but a couple of days ago, your 395 rate trumped that as well, which also seems odd to me, given the fact that the general levels of mortgage rates in New Zealand tend to be higher in the fixed area. And I know in Australia, fixed rates are a minor part of the market, whereas here they're the major part of the market. But how does that sit? You guys report to Hong Kong, don't
Hong
you?
Kong.
And Australia reports elsewhere.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong as well.
So Hong Kong's the regional for Asia Pacific.
So that sort of suggests to me either that you're being way more aggressive than your Aussie cousins, or they've got a different cost base to what you've got here. It does seem odd when the general level of rates are lower in Australia than New Zealand that you're out competing even your own cousins. Is there some way that I can make sense of that? Is it just a happenstance?
Well, no, it's an interesting question, but the answer is probably a little bit more complicated. I think the thing is, it's like apple and oranges. The markets are very, very different. I mean, we have a different proposition here. We focus on the mass affluent market, people with international needs, whereas Australia are more sort of mass market,
right.
A domestic bank. So they've got different businesses.
So their pitch isn't solely on premier type customers?
No, it's a small part of their business.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing is, you know, the regulatory market is different in Australia. Their funding may well be quite different to ours. I think the point is it's very difficult to sort of compare the markets.
Well, I suppose the sort of the secret agenda behind the question was that you guys operate here as a branch and they operate there as a domestic bank. Does that have any bearing on how you're funded or how you can offer these sorts of rates?
No. So, I mean, the thing is, whether you're a branch or a subsidiary, I mean, ultimately the subsidiary reports into the same entity that we're a branch of.
Yeah.
So sort of all roads lead
but
to one.
But HSBC Hong Kong's capital is the base of this, the New Zealand business, whereas a subsidiary in Australia has its own prudential obligations to their three regulators, whatever they are.
So the thing is, again, okay, the structure's different, but it comes back to they're no different from us in terms of, you know, the way they lend. You know, it's based on capital, it's based on taking deposits from corporate retail clients. You know, there's probably a different mix over there, the way that they're doing it compared to ourselves.
Very good. Well, that's it for me. Do you have anything else you want to add to the...
Probably a little bit of marketing speak, but I think it comes back to this will come to an end at some point, so just for your readers, I'd encourage them to have a chat to us today.
Yep. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
That's excellent. Oops. Make sure that's turned off.